What if the greatest leadership challenge of our time isn't choosing between stability and change, but mastering both simultaneously? In the aftermath of COVID-19, when companies accomplished years of digital transformation in mere weeks, we witnessed something remarkable. Organizations that could both disrupt and enable thrived, while others floundered. This isn't about picking a side in the innovation versus execution debate. It's about recognizing that exceptional leaders must embody a paradox. Consider Microsoft's transformation under Satya Nadella. Once a company where departments hoarded resources and competed internally, it became an enterprise where leaders lean into each other's problems. This wasn't just culture change, it was paradoxical leadership in action. Nadella simultaneously disrupted Microsoft's entrenched culture while enabling teams to collaborate across boundaries. The result? Record growth and renewed relevance in a crowded market. Yet only 12% of companies successfully combine this stability with speed, according to McKinsey research. The rest remain trapped in either cautious incrementalism or chaotic disruption, unable to hold both truths at once. Before teams can sprint, they need permission to stumble, psychological safety. The confidence to speak uncomfortable truths without fear forms the bedrock of agility. Yet creating this safety requires leaders to do something counterintuitive, set aside their egos, and admit they don't have all the answers. When engineers at Boeing felt unable to voice concerns about the 737 MAX's MCAS system, the absence of psychological safety contributed to tragic consequences. Similarly, staff at Mid-Staffordshire NHS watched care standards decline, but felt powerless against established hierarchies, leading to preventable deaths. Building safety demands three specific practices: dedicated time for open dialogue, frequent repetition of these conversations, and explicit norms for engagement. Think of it like creating a town square, where difficult conversations happen regularly, not just during crises. When a retail CEO implemented these practices, tasks that previously took months began taking weeks. But here's the twist. Empathy that builds safety within teams can inadvertently create barriers between them. The same oxytocin that fosters in-group bonding can reduce cooperation with outsiders, creating organizational silos. Leaders must intentionally rotate team members, establish cross-functional projects, and create shared goals that require collaboration across boundaries. Psychological safety isn't just about feeling comfortable. It's about building the foundation for velocity. When Greg's launched a vegan sausage roll, skeptics scoffed. Yet this calculated risk repositioned the British bakery chain in the healthy food market and captured a new generation. This is customer obsession, not merely asking what customers want, but understanding what they need but cannot articulate. It's the difference between a survey and genuine curiosity. Agile leaders embrace two approaches: customer value and customer engagement. Customer value demands direct contact and shared knowledge across teams. Everyone from developers to finance must understand the customer's world. Customer engagement means demonstrating work early through minimum viable products, gathering feedback, and ruthlessly adjusting priorities based on what customers actually value. When COVID-19 decimated Airbnb's business, CEO Brian Chesky returned to core principles: trust, connection, and the host-guest relationship. He communicated with radical transparency and ruthlessly prioritized by cutting peripheral ventures. This customer-centric focus enabled survival and eventual success. The lesson extends beyond software. Whether manufacturing widgets or delivering healthcare, the principle remains: use insight to understand needs, experiment to test assumptions, and eliminate waste by focusing only on what delivers value. Organizations with digitized, flexible services before the pandemic adapted faster precisely because they'd built this customer-obsessed muscle. Multitasking is a myth. Research shows that doing one thing exclusively takes half the time of switching between two tasks. With five parallel activities, you lose 75% of your time to context switching. Your brain isn't a computer with multiple processors. It's a single spotlight that must constantly reorient. Agile leaders practice ruthless prioritization through focus and simplicity. Teams maintain backlogs, prioritize lists of activities needed to achieve customer vision. Each sprint, they select top priorities, demonstrate outputs for feedback, then reprioritize. This ongoing discipline requires courage to say no despite pressure to accept more. When Steve Jobs returned to Apple in 1997, he radically cut product lines to focus on making one platform brilliant. This extreme focus on few innovative products became Apple's hallmark. Protection matters as much as prioritization. Leaders must shield teams from interruptions and competing demands. One airline CEO stopped all unnecessary reporting as a symbolic act of simplification. As Stephen Covey noted, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Maintaining clarity on this main thing, both short and long term, becomes your key role. Doing less isn't laziness. It's the discipline that enables excellence. Once priorities crystallize, agile leaders coach continuous performance improvement through clear metrics, regular check-ins, and psychological safety for honest dialogue. Leaders share ambition within organizational purpose, agreeing on stretch goals that foster improvement. A development team might target reducing bug rates by 25% while increasing feature delivery by 15% quarter over quarter. Specific, measurable, aligned with both capabilities and business objectives. Agile coaching involves short, regular conversations about increasing velocity through daily stand-ups and weekly one-on-ones focused on removing obstacles. Teams conduct retrospectives after each sprint, reviewing performance and identifying improvements. What went well? What could improve? What actions will we take? Effective retrospectives generate specific commitments, not improve communication, but implement daily 15-minute cross-team sync meetings. Feedback fuels this learning cycle when delivered factually and with empathy. Skilled coaches frame feedback as growth opportunity using situation, behavior, impact frameworks. Organizations that routinely seek, value, and act on feedback accelerate improvement. Pandemic research revealed that teams using agile rituals maintained performance whether co-located or remote, with some teams reporting increased efficiency through reduced meeting times and improved virtual documentation, challenging the belief that agile teams must be physically together. Becoming an agile leader mirrors building physical fitness. It requires visualization, sustained coaching, accountability, and most critically, cultivating a new mindset through daily decisions. This journey often begins with unlearning command and control behaviors and embracing servant leadership. You must create environments where teams have genuine authority, determining their own sprint workload, adapting methodologies, and feeling safe to make mistakes as learning opportunities. The mantra, fail fast and learn, must transform from slogan to cultural cornerstone. Leaders who struggle to trust teams, feel compelled to interfere, or cannot delegate authority will find this transition particularly challenging. It demands developing new capabilities, active listening, coaching-style interactions, asking powerful questions rather than providing solutions. During transitions, you'll navigate temporary chaos while maintaining unwavering faith in outcomes. The key is providing crystal-clear purpose, direction, and values as a framework within which teams take ownership. In our increasingly complex digital age, the agile leader stands as both disruptor and enabler, dismantling outdated practices while helping people connect, collaborate, and create value in previously unimaginable ways. This means mastering apparent paradoxes, providing direction without controlling, being present without interfering, maintaining standards while encouraging innovation. The question isn't whether you'll face disruption, it's whether you'll lead through it with both courage and compassion. Your organization's agility begins with your own transformation. What will you disrupt today? What will you enable tomorrow?